Yeah, I feel like I want to jump in here, and I feel like I kind of am owed this to some extent because you put me through the colon hydrotherapy the first time I met you, Pat.
What a way for Dr. Steve Roberts and Pat Hopkins to meet.
By the way, Pat didn't put you through it, okay? Pat asked
That's
you.
Right. Liz put me through it.
Because if the job interview was Pat administering a colonic, that would be a whole nother level.
Welcome to The Genius of Wellness, a podcast brought to you by Hopkins Medical Group, serving patients in Greater Boston with a personalized approach to healthcare. Learn more at thegeniusofwellness.org. I'm Ted Canova. It's part of the body that's easy to laugh about, but our colon deserves a lot more respect. When waste and toxins build up in the colon, it could be debilitating and even deadly. Listen to this holistic approach to rejuvenating your colon.
Pat, we've talked about fascia with the connective tissue. We've talked about dysbiosis with the good bacteria and bad bacteria. Now we're kind of getting into the realm of something a little disgusting.
Well, if you're a poop doctor, it's not disgusting. Right. In fact, it's the cleanest way to approach it. I think the turn in our practice to really do a deep dive into dysbiosis of the gut over the last 5 years has brought us to colonic hydrotherapy.
Steve, is this a new approach for you?
It is. I had some familiarity with it, but I had never used it myself. I'd never sent another patient on to colonic hydrotherapy. And I didn't really know who the appropriate patient might be who would benefit from it.
He's not giving you the full background. The first day I met Steve,
oh, yeah.
I made him go for a colonic hydrotherapy.
Yeah.
It was one of those like, oh, she's available tomorrow. I guess we'll go do it.
Yeah, this was me seeing if we were a good fit and if I would actually start working here. So I don't know how many times people have had a job interview where they've literally been asked to go and put something up their ass, but I had to do it.
Oh my God. Hey, let's go for some colonics. Oh boy.
He went.
He went and you're here.
I went.
So. Well, we've met many wellness professionals whose own health issues led them to a new career. And one of them is Liz Marcano Puccillo. She's a certified colon hydrotherapist at the Internal Wellness Center in Greater Boston. Liz, what led you into this field?
I actually became involved in colon hydrotherapy due to my own medical necessity. My background is in real estate and banking, go figure. So about 23 years ago, you know, spoke to the best doctors and the solution was to shorten my colon by 50%, which was not an answer for me. I found out about colon hydrotherapy. I realized that it was popular in Europe and in the West Coast. Found a therapist locally and actually started having sessions myself. And it did improve my quality of life by 200%.
Do some patients come to you a little hesitant since we're talking as something we don't talk about?
It is. First of all, the fact that they actually come into the office is a big deal. You know, at that point that they're really looking for answers and help. So they're ready. They're ready to take that next step. And once they experience the first session, they realize that it really isn't a big deal. There is plenty of privacy involved. And you do feel better at the end of it.
You know, the more I read about this, the more I read on people's websites like yours about preserving dignity. Describe what dignity is in a patient's care with you.
It's really important. First of all, there's that privacy aspect of it. And every person who walks in through the door is an individual and with different needs. And you actually have to really listen, pay attention to that. But, you know, physically, during the process, you're fully covered. And there is that privacy aspect of it. And there's nothing intimidating about it. You do realize that the actual nozzle, it's the little pencil thin nozzle that goes in into your bum.
What happens after that pencil thin nozzle goes into your bum?
Gravity fed, pleasant, warm water enters the colon. And it's a very natural process that actually helps with the peristalsis and that itself starts to propel whatever needs to make its way out.
We don't have a common definition of what the normal poop should be.
The normal poop should feel, when you sit down, have that bowel movement, you should feel complete. You should feel like you can just move on with your day. If you're sitting down and you feel like you just have to keep on going and nothing's coming out, well, there's a little bit of a problem there. You're eliminating incomplete. And so if you're having to strain, if you're having to push, if you're having to, You know, and oftentimes when you're really constipated, let's get really graphic, you can cut your little bum and therefore you're going to have blood coming out. That's when you really have to take a step back and try to figure out other options for yourself.
Steve, this just sounds like nutrition is such an important part, so you don't have to come and see Liz.
Some of this is nutrition, but I also think that even if you had perfect nutrition, there are going to be times where you potentially might need to make use of colon hydrotherapy. Some of it's acquired environmental illness that includes both pathogenic organisms, as we mentioned, parasites, but other forms of bacteria that can generate what we might call biotoxins. But then there are also other things that are non-living toxins or toxicants, we might refer to as, where it really requires that you're having regular bowel movements and not constipated in order to make sure that your body's appropriately eliminating these things. Otherwise, you're storing them inside you where they can wreak havoc.
Will one colonic completely do the job?
No. Unfortunately, it will give you relief, though. It does take several sessions. It also depends on the person, the condition of the colon. We get a better idea once you go through that first colonic as to see, you know, what you might need.
Pat, before you send a patient to someone like Liz for colonics, I would think that they may come to you to say, hey, I gave myself an enema, or I'm taking laxatives.
Certainly, if you watch TV, you see all the advertisements for motility. Motility starts small bowel, but motility then is connected to large bowel.
Enemas clean out the lower part of your colon, but from what I understand, it misses about 4 feet of your colon, and laxatives can also be an irritant to your body.
So the enemas tend to go maybe up to, say, the sigmoid area. It just doesn't go very far, and the relief that you get is very temporary. When we're talking about the colon hydrotherapy, the water does tend to travel further in, so the elimination is a little bit more.
And laxatives?
Laxatives are very temporary, and they will oftentimes have the side effects that are not really desirable, whether it's the, you know, running to the bathroom at, you know, very quickly, or the stomach ache that goes along with it.
I hate to say your other brain is your ass.
I concur.
There's this an entire neurologic connection. The stomach isn't moving right. Then you get to the small bowel. The small bowel is like, we don't know what to do anymore. Havoc has been wrecked in here by bacteria that don't belong here. So that migrating motor complex sends messages to the colon. Look, guys, you got to cool it, because we don't know when we're sending down the next meal, because we don't know what to do with it. So there is a full chain of command that starts from the minute you start chewing all the way to how you expel.
Hi, it's Ted taking a second to remind you that the Genius of Wellness is your place for interesting podcasts, tips for healthy living, and doctors who provide a personalized approach to healthcare. You can find it all, plus schedule an appointment, at thegeniusofwellness.org. Now back to our conversation.
I feel like I want to jump in here, and I feel like I kind of emoed this to some extent because you put me through the colon hydrotherapy the first time I met you, Pat. But I do think that...
By the way, Pat didn't put you through it. Okay. Pat asked...
That's right. Liz put me through it.
Because if the job interview was Pat administering a colonic, that would be a whole nother level. Who would think that this podcast episode would be the one we would be laughing the most at? Is it that we're uncomfortable? I don't think so.
You have to have a sense of humor about this. even though it is an important process, you have to have a sense of humor about it.
You know, your attitude and kind of the emotions that go along with this actually really are an important part of this, for sure. Not just from a laughter and a relaxation point of view, but as Pat was kind of alluding to, our whole ability to process our food, to digest, to kind of have that nice peristalsis and gut motility, it requires us to actually be in a calm state, to be relaxed. And in our current environment, so many of us are overstressed. We're in that fight or flight mode. We have sympathetic overdrive. Our autonomic system is not very balanced. And we hear about people who have what we call like a nervous gut or nervous bowel, where anxiety kind of makes it so that we don't actually have proper gut function. And part of our approach to how we actually help restore proper gut function is to reset that autonomic nervous system, to do things that will help balance it, both from a nutrition and pharmacologic point of view. There are even things you can do from energetic modalities or whatever it might be. But one of the things I experienced when I actually went for the colon hydrotherapy was the environment Liz has set up is fantastic for it. I felt like I was in this, you know, retreat spa type thing, very relaxing music. It was not threatening in any way. And I really do think it was the right environment to put me into that restful state, which if you're not in that restful parasympathetic state, you actually can't really do what you need to do with your gut. And so I do think it was this great environment that was non-threatening. And even though I wouldn't say the experience is a comfortable experience, you do have to allow yourself kind of some degree of realism in expecting that this is not an enjoyable thing that you would be jumping to do.
Oh, but it can be. Once you get past that first session, I've actually have folks who could fall asleep on this thing because they're so relaxed. And again, once you get past that first session, you realize that you are really in control. And so that actually, you know, makes things a whole lot easier.
So maybe part of it is that the whole colon in that process of the water coming in and expelling is almost like doing reps on a weight machine. You know, so each wave gets another piece of the colon that maybe hasn't been active in a long time in a sequential manner that you're re-educating. And if you went back for repeated treatments, people that have not had sequential activation of the colon, that this is a time when they're relearning. It's kind of like when we do bladder training. If you've ever had a catheter in, you have to bladder train. Well, this is the other way I think of it is colon training.
You have recommendations of what folks should eat.
The client can see the actual show when they're having the colonic, and that actually gives them pause. It makes them think about what they're putting into their bodies once they see what's coming out.
While you're basically irrigating their colon, what comes out of their mouth?
Shock is the usual response. They can't believe what's coming out.
Why don't you describe what a patient should do before they come in?
Eating lightly is always a good idea before a colonic. Nothing to eat at least 2 hours prior to the session is always a good idea. Liquids are fine. And then, of course, your diet will be slightly restricted after a session, just so to avoid gassiness and cramping from certain foods.
Insurance doesn't pick up the tab for any of this. That's disappointing.
It is disappointing. What's interesting to me, though, if you have an FSA, HSA cafeteria plan, you can pay for colon hydrotherapy.
Pat, how did you feel after your colonic?
Oh, I felt fine. And in fact, the next day I was like, oh my goodness, I have a waist. I was like, I would do this before I go out to anything special.
So Steve, how did you feel after you had your first, your one and only colonic?
He wasn't invited back.
Oh, no, I mean, I would be open to do it again. If I had to kind of boil it down, I actually think it would probably be calmer. I was definitely in a more relaxed state where I felt like things were moving. I don't know if I was less stressed or if I just felt like I was moving slower. I certainly felt lighter, I can tell you that.
And Liz, after a colonic or a series of colonics, will a patient experience more regular bowel movements?
That does happen. It doesn't happen for everyone. But yes, that is a very good possibility that all that person could need is a reset to get them back on track.
So we've talked about increased energy, improved circulation. I was surprised that it affects your skin and your eyes and even your hair.
You have one system, one body. You're connected. And whatever happens in the gut can directly impact another part of your body. It's that simple.
So my input actually at this point is that what we enjoy doing is working with this therapy to support the therapies that we do here. And we find that integral. So while we may be working on the upper gut and working on the motility activating system, we need somebody who can reset and put the training wheels back on how the colon works.
Are colonics not for everyone? Who would not be a candidate for this?
There is a long list of contraindications, conditions where it's not advisable for a person to have a colonic, and it could be anything from diverticulitis to a number of issues. So we do have a nice list that we share so that they'll know beforehand if they're a candidate.
It's a topic we really don't talk much about, but it certainly seems like it is an integrated part of our feeling better and living a more healthy life. Liz Marcano-Pucillo, Internal Wellness Center in Greater Boston, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Genius of Wellness. If you like our podcast, do us a favor. Share it with your friends and family and write a review on this podcast channel. It'll help more people find us. The Genius of Wellness is brought to you by Hopkins Medical Group, serving patients in Greater Boston with a personalized approach to healthcare. Learn more at thegeniusofwellness.org. I'm Ted Canova. See you next time.